Sport Now. It's Stephen Hewson. Kia ora, Stephen. We've got another group of athletes unveiled to compete at the Olympics.
Indeed, kia ora Charlotte. World champions Eric Fairweather and Lewis Clairbert head a 9-strong New Zealand swim team named today for the Paris Games. 6 members of the squad are Olympic debutants. Barry Guy reports.
Fairweather won her world title in the 400-metre freestyle in Doha earlier this year, also claiming a silver and a bronze. Clairbert won the 400 medley. Fairweather will contest 4 events in Paris and Clairbert 2. They're joined by fellow Tokyo Olympian Eve Thomas, who will also have a busy programme contesting 4 events. Fairweather is joined by 2 other Dunedin swimmers, Kane Fellows and Caitlin Deans. National coach Gary Francis says they're excited about the potential of the squad, and with the times they swam at the recent national championships, he's expecting some special performances in Paris.
The fight between infamous boxer Mike Tyson and YouTuber-turned-prize fighter Jake Paul will be a sanctioned professional fight that will count on both fighters' records. The heavyweight matchup in July will be contested over 8 two-minute rounds in Dallas. Tyson will be 58 when he enters the ring for the first time since his November 2020 exhibition bout against Roy Jones Jr., which ended in a draw. It was thought the bout between Tyson and 27-year-old Paul would be an exhibition due to Tyson's age, but Texas officials have sanctioned the bout. The United States and Mexico have withdrawn from their joint bid to host the 2027 Women's Football World Cup and will instead focus on securing the 2031 edition. The decision comes after less than 3 weeks before the FIFA Congress chooses the hosts and leaves Brazil and a joint bid from Belgium, Germany and the Netherlands as the remaining candidates for the 2027 event. The US, Mexico and Canada will co-host the Men's World Cup in 2026. Meanwhile, a former player at struggling English football club Port Vale has taken his grudge against the club to new heights. The former club midfielder Ryan Burge flew a plane over the club's Vale Park ground at the weekend, mocking their drop into the fourth tier with a banner which read, "She stood there laughing in 40, referring to rival Stoke City's anthem, Delilah by Tom Jones. Koe nā ngā pūrongu hākinikini.